This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast, Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Join us now as we go to the live broadcast of Spiritual Appetizers Podcast.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us in another live episode of Spiritual Appetizers Podcast, episode 203, Worshiping God with Proper Motives and Truth. The spiritual appetizer that we will be using in this episode is from John chapter 4, verses 20 through 24. Church, we need to remember that worship must be offered to God with proper motives and with truth. Turn with me now to John chapter 4, and let's read verses 20 through 24. John chapter 4, verses 20 through 24. "Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. Jesus said to her, 'Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Church, we need to remember that worship must be offered to God with proper motives and with truth. And notice this is exactly what Jesus said. If we read again John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, we're going to see that we must have the proper motives when we're worshiping God, and we must worship him in truth. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers, notice it says true worshipers, those that really want to worship God the way that God desires to be worshiped, will worship the Father in spirit with the proper motives and in truth. John chapter 17, verse 17, "Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him." The Father is looking for people to worship him the way that he desires to be worshiped, with the proper motive, in spirit, and with truth, in his word. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father through him." And so, we have to worship him the way that he desires to be worshiped. Those are the people that he's seeking to worship him. And then in verse 24, he repeats this for emphasis. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Notice that word must. If we're going to worship him properly, then we have to worship him the way that he desires to be worshiped. Nadab and Abihu in Leviticus chapter 10 had a problem with this. They didn't worship him with the proper motive and in truth. They took strange or profane fire before him. In Leviticus chapter 16, we find where the fire was to be from. The fire that God wanted to be worshiped with was from the altar of burnt incense. Well, in order for it to be strange or profane, they had to offer him another fire. And so they weren't worshiping him either with the proper motive in spirit or in truth. Going back now and looking at John chapter 4 and verse 23 and 24 once again, we see something else that is very important to what we're talking about. "But the hour is coming, and now is," the beginning of verse 23. And so Jesus tells the lady there, before he is crucified, before he dies, that this is something that has always been true. It's not just coming true now. God has always desired to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. So he always has wanted to be worshipped with the proper motives and in truth. Nadab and Abihu did not worship him in either way, and they angered God, and they would lose their life over it. And so they didn't worship with the proper attitude, bringing to God the way that he desires to be worshipped, nor did they worship in truth. God's word said in Leviticus chapter 16, "Here's the fire that you are to use." They used a different fire, and thus they met neither one of these requirements, and God was not happy with them. In verse 24 here, John chapter 4, it says, "We must worship him in spirit and in truth." And so today, if we're not worshiping him with the right attitude, if we're not worshiping him with truth, then we're not going to be pleasing to the Father. And so we need to understand what it means to worship in spirit with the proper motives and in truth. Let's look at some more passages of Scripture. Turn with me now to Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. There is a way that seems right to man. I'm sure Nadab and Abihu thought when they were going to offer this fire to God, well, what's the big deal? It's fire, and so we can offer it to God. And so they took it before God, and God did not accept it. That way that seemed right to Nadab and Abihu, it wasn't right to God. And notice what the end of it was. But its end is the way of death. God tells us how he desires to be worshipped. He's never left worship up to us as man, as fallible man. He has always laid out for us the way that he desires to be worshipped. Well, today, how we look at this today and how we apply this to our lives is instrumental music in the Lord's church. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. God tells us that he is pleased with singing, that the instrument that we are to use is our heart. And so, but a lot of the times we say, well, it sounds right to me. How could something that sounds so beautiful being played by a man-made instrument be so wrong in the Lord's church? Well, there is a way that seems right. Just as that strange fire seemed right to Nadab and Abihu, instrumental music can seem right to us and it not be right. Nadab and Abihu paid with their life because God told them what he desired of them. In Colossians chapter 3, in Ephesians chapter 5, we are told to sing. He's told us exactly what to do. And if we bring anything into God's worship other than what he has commanded, we're going to have the same end as Nadab and Abihu. We have to worship him with the proper motives and in truth. The proper motive is to worship God the way that he desires to be worshiped, not however we want to worship. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 9, Jesus said, "In vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men." And so if we're teaching the commandments of men, then we're doing exactly what the Proverbs writer here warns about. There is a way that seems right to man. Seems okay. I can bring this in. God's not going to be upset with it, but he's told us exactly what he wants. And so by bringing something else into his worship, we are accepting the ways of death. But its end is the way of death. Let's look at some more passages of Scripture. Proverbs chapter 16, verses 2 and 3. All the ways of man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. If we're going to worship God the way that he desires to be worshipped, if we're going to have the proper motives when we worship him, and we're going to worship him in spirit and in truth, then we have to understand his ways are pure and right, not my ways. I can look at something and think that it's going to be perfectly okay, but it wind up being death. God's ways are pure and right. All the ways of man are pure in our own eyes, but not necessarily pure in God's eyes. But the Lord weighs the spirit. And so we need to be worshiping God with the proper motives and with truth. If either one of those are lacking, then God is not going to be pleased with us, because he says in verse 24 of John chapter 4, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let's look at another passage of Scripture. In Proverbs chapter 21, verses 2 and 3, it says, every way of man, we've already looked at that one. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. It's not up to us as God's created individuals, the ones that he created. He did not create it within us to direct our own steps. That's why he's given us the word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. He gave us the word because it's not within ourselves to direct our own ways. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped unto every good work. The Lord did not give us the means of being able to direct our own steps. He has said that he will direct them. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes unto the Father except by me. And so we have to worship him the way that he desires to be worshipped. We have to go through him with his authority in order to approach the Father. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father through through him. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. Jeremiah, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Let's go on to another verse. In Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9, it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We need to make absolutely sure that we're worshiping God with the proper motives, because our heart, the way that we think, can be desperately wicked. The heart is deceitful above all things. Simply saying, well, I feel this is right, without any scriptural proof that it actually is right, is very dangerous. There is a way that seems right to man. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Church, we need to remember that worship must be offered to God with proper motives and with truth. Both of these aspects need to be there in order to have proper worship to God. And if they're not, then according to verse 24, John chapter 4, he's not going to accept it. Just as he did not accept Nadab and Abihu's offer sacrifice when they offered strange or profane fire. They didn't offer it with the proper motive. They thought, well, okay, you know, what can be different about this fire? God said this fire in Leviticus chapter 16, but, you know, this is fire, right? Just as music is music. But it's not. Only the way that God has approved is going to be the way that he accepts in his worship. Going on now to Hosea chapter 6. Hosea chapter 6, we're going to read verses 4 through 11. O Ephraim, what shall I do to you? O Judah, what shall I do to you? For your faithfulness is like a morning cloud, and like the early dew it goes away. Therefore I have hewn them by the prophets, I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and your judgments are like light that goes forth. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. But like men they transgressed the covenant. They dealt treacherously with me. Gilead is a city of evildoers and defiled with blood. As bands of robbers lie in wait for man, so the company of priests murder on the way to Shechem. Surely they commit lewdness. I've seen a horrible thing in the house of Israel. There is the harlot of Ephraim. Israel is defiled. O Judah, a harvest is appointed for you when I return the captives of my people. And so we see here all the problems that were going on in Israel during the time of Hosea. They had a lot of problems going on. Their righteousness was like the morning dew. You know, the morning dew appears for a moment and then it goes away. Their sacrifices, they didn't understand how to sacrifice to God. And so God told them, look, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Sacrifice with the proper motives is what I desire. Sacrifice in truth is what I desire. And so going all the way back to the Old Testament, God has always desired his worship to be in spirit and in truth, with the proper motives and in truth. If either one of those things is lacking, there's going to be a problem. Well, we have an example of this. Saul, in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verses 1 through 14, Saul offered a sacrifice. We don't have time to read it, but I'm just going to sum it up just a little bit. Saul offered a sacrifice to God. Now, the Levites were the only ones that could offer a proper sacrifice. But Saul, King Saul, decides that he's going to offer one. And the kingdom is removed from him. Because when he offered worship to God, it wasn't with the proper motive, and it was not in truth. And so it was rejected. Church, we need to remember that worship must be offered to God with proper motives and with truth. Let's look at the result of this. We find it in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 22 through 23. After Saul offered his sacrifice, Samuel would come to him, and he would tell him this. So Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king. So King Saul was not supposed to offer that sacrifice. Only the Levites were to offer a sacrifice. And so God told King Saul through Samuel, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? In other words, King Saul, I do want sacrifice, but I want the proper sacrifice. I want it to be offered with the proper motives and with truth. And so if anyone is going to offer a sacrifice to God, they need to go back to the Levitical law, read the way that God wants it to be offered during the Old Testament times, and see that only the Levites, only the priests could offer it, and then bring their sacrifice to them and have it offered the proper way. That's not what Saul did. And so he did not offer it with a proper motive to be pleasing to God, and he did not offer it in truth. And so God rejected it. When we bring our worship to God today, when we come before him, we need to make sure that we went to the New Testament and got authority for everything that we do, knowing that all authority belongs to Christ. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. Jesus said all authority belongs to him. And so if we are going to have any authority within the worship, it has to come from his word. John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We have to go to the authority. All authority has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. And so if we do not have the authority of Christ from his word, then we're not worshiping God with the proper motives and in truth, because God's word is truth, John chapter 17 and verse 17. Church, we need to remember that worship must be offered to God with proper motives and with truth. And so if there's anything within our worship that does not come from his word, we're not worshiping him well with the proper motive. That is to be pleasing to him, bowing down before him, and in truth. So as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the Word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you. So as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the Word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you.
We thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Byway Media by visiting our website, bywaymedia.org. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.